And now to movies.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the lesser-heard side of rock, a world consisting of album cuts and B-sides, along with a healthy dose of vinyl history and commentary, from the blues of the 30s to today's new releases. We have a lot to do, so let's get started. Music in the movies has been around since the 20s, but it took until 1955 for a less-than-popular record released a year earlier to be made into a hit due to its inclusion in a film.
You are now listening to Rock Around the Clock. This is the theme music from MGM's sensational new picture, Blackboard Jungle. Blackboard Jungle will be the talk of this town. Don't miss it.
A year later, Bill Haley would provide the title cut to the films Rock Around the Clock and Don't Knock the Rock. 1957 would give us Jailhouse Rock, which was just an Elvis vehicle. But it was the film Jamboree, featuring Buddy Knox, Dick Clark, Jerry Lee Lewis, Frankie Avalon, and Carl Perkins, among others, to give us a proper soundtrack album.
Ain't no doubt about it, this must be love. One little kiss from you. Touch goes through me like electric bomb. Well, every part of me glows. I don't take a much looking to see what I got, cause it shows, it shows. Come on, honey, baby, get me one more time. Every time you do, well, I feel bad all over. Ooh, mercy, hot dang dilly, it's silly, but I'm bad all over. Cheek to cheek, temperature low, but my fever is high. I can't speak, I'm too weak. Come on, honey bunny, give me one more time. Every time you do, well, I feel bad all over. Ooh, mercy, hot dang dilly, so silly, but I'm glad all over. Hot dang dilly, so silly, but I'm glad all over.
Woo!
Hot dang dilly, so silly, but I'm glad all over.
Now that we have this history lesson of the soundtrack behind us, let's move on to the subject of this week's Vinyl Garage, rock in the movies from the 60s. After enduring numerous Elvis movies and several beach-related films, it was the United Artists film A Hard Day's Night that set the pattern for the rock movies to come. But the film was secondary. It was the soundtrack that United Artists wanted more. The movie was originally intended only as a vehicle to sell the records. And once again, and many times to come, Capitol Records would prove to be incompetent when it came to the boys' material.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight, tight, yeah.
excitement. We tell you, it's going to be all right, all right, all right. As an explosion of musical fun hits the screen, it's Jerry and the Pacemakers, and they aren't just all right. They're terrific in their first full-length motion picture.
And I will be holding you in my arms. Never let you be free.
The beat of the Mersey sound. Join the ferry cross the Mersey for fast and furious fun. Don't ask any questions. Just come and meet Jerry and the Pacemaker.
It's gonna be alright, alright, alright. It's gonna be alright. The day you came my way, I knew I would stay close by your side to keep you satisfied. It's gonna be alright, alright, alright. It's gonna be alright. When you look at me, in your eyes I can see love that grows each day. That's why I've gotta say, it's gonna be alright, alright, alright. It's gonna be alright. Never thought I'd find a girl like you. Be blue. It's gonna be alright, alright, alright. It's gonna be alright. Every time we meet, my heart skips a beat. And now you're here to stay. You'll always hear me say, it's gonna be alright, alright, alright. It's gonna be alright. Find a girl like you. Now I have, I know I'll never be blue. It's gonna be alright, alright, alright. It's gonna be alright. Every time we meet, my heart skips a beat. And now you're here to stay. You'll always hear me say, it's gonna be alright, alright, alright. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright.
We started the show with Carl Perkins' Glad All Over from the Jamboree soundtrack album and as the last single he recorded for Sun Records as a 78 in 1957 and later as a 45. Hard Day's Night was found on the United Artists soundtrack and as a capital single. It's Gonna Be Alright was from the Ferry Cross the Mersey soundtrack, which was also on United Artists and as a single on Columbia in the UK and on Lori Records in the States. The mid-60s gave us the hippie exploitation genre of films, many of which were distributed by American International Pictures, the mecca for B-movies during this time. Psychedelic drug reference subjects were the norm, and much good music of this genre was presented. Starting with the movie Riot on Sunset Strip from 1967, the Standells were blessed with the title cut.
Used to be
The Standells, best known for the cut Dirty Water, performing the title cut to the film Riot on Sunset Strip. The alleged riot was a protest against the 10 p.m. curfew for minors on this famous L.A. hangout. The Buffalo Springfield song For What It's Worth was also penned in reference to the protests. The World's on Fire was from the 1968 film Psych Out, which starred a young Jack Nicholson and featured the full-length album version of the aforementioned song by the Strawberry Alarm Clock. Next up, the Chocolate Watch Band had the title cut honors with the Are You Going to Be There at the Love-In from the film The Love-Ins from 1967. The so-called plot revolved around a Timothy Leary-type character in and around Haight-Ashbury in San Francisco. The late 60s saw the combination of bikers and rock and roll with movies like Hell's Angels on Wheels, which starred Jack Nicholson, The Savage Seven, The Wild Ones, and of course, Easy Rider. Now, for such a heavy title and subject, the Hell's Angels on Wheels soundtrack was, in general, kind of mundane, not nearly as upbeat as you might think, but one cut, an instrumental, Skip to My Mary J., caught my ear. The song is very reminiscent of Davy Allen's blues theme, which we'll also hear.
happen. It will linger in your mind forever. Let this carry you wherever, wherever. Triggering the unconscious power. Removing all your inhibitions. Releasing complete freedom of thought. Sensations of every sense will prevail. With this you will see everything. Triggering the unconscious power.
You're listening to the Vinyl Garage. No one will tell you to be quiet in this theater.
They think we're going to cut their throat or something there. They're scared, man.
Oh, they're not scared of you. They're scared of what you represent to them.
Amen. All we represent to them, man, is somebody who needs a haircut.
Oh, no. What you represent to them is freedom.
What the hell's wrong with freedom, man? That's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what it's all about, all right. But talking about it and being it, that's two different things. I mean, it's real hard to be free when you are bought and sold in the marketplace. Of course, don't ever tell anybody that they're not free, because then they're going to get real busy killing and maiming to prove to you that they are. Oh, yeah, they're going to talk to you and talk to you and talk to you about individual freedom. But they see a free individual. It's going to scare them.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. In whatever comes our way. Yeah, darling, go. Space. I like smoke and lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a love embrace. Fire all of the guns at once and explode into space. We can climb so high. I never wanna die.
1966 film The Wild Angels starred Peter Fonda, Nancy Sinatra, Bruce Dern, and Diane Ladd, and was American International Film's entry into the Hell's Angels Movie Club, released more than a year ahead of Hell's Angels on Wheels, mentioned before. Wild Angels featured two things the other didn't, a plot and Davy Allen and the Arrows' cut blues theme. Another American International release was 1968's The Savage Seven, another biker movie with a major soundtrack featuring The Cream and Iron Butterfly. The contribution to the show was The Butterfly's Unconscious Power. The film featured Dwayne Eddy in a bit part and the first movie appearance of Penny Marshall. Then what I consider to be the heart of the entire movie, Easy Rider, Jack Nicholson's freedom dialogue fading not so gently into Steppenwolf's iconic Born to Be Wild. The song was voted 129 of the 500 all-time greatest songs by Rolling Stone magazine. The film Wild in the Streets actually had a good plot, an excellent soundtrack, and some major acting talent. Hal Holbrook, Shelley Winters, Richard Pryor, and a pre-Brady Bunch Barry Williams. Rock singer Max Frost runs for and wins the presidency under the platform Voting Rights for 14-year-olds, eventually rounding up those 35 and older, sending them to re-education camps, and then keeping them dosed on LSD. The big song of the movie was Shapes of Things to Come by the fictional band Max Frost and the Troopers.
There's blue sun rising up angry in the sky, and there's a new voice crying, we're not afraid to die. Let the old world make believe it's blind and deaf and dumb, but nothing can change the shape of things to come. There are changes lying ahead in ready and waiting to explode. When tomorrow is today, the bells may toll for some, but nothing can change the shape of things to come. The future's coming in now, sweet and strong, and now I'm gonna hold it back for long. Crowding out old realities, there's revolution sweeping it like a fresh new breeze. Let the old world make believe it's blind and deaf and dumb, but nothing can change the shape of things. Nothing can change the shape of things. Nothing can change the shape of things. Nothing can change the shape of things to come. We'll be right back.
With the next movie, you've got to be noticing a pattern. The principal actors again are Peter Fonda, Dennis Hopper, Bruce Dern, and Jack Nicholson, who also wrote the screenplay. Direction by Roger Corman, and if that's not enough, distributed by American International Pictures. From 1967, The Trip. Along with all the big names on the marquee, there's an equally solid soundtrack thanks to the band The Electric Flag, whose principals included Mike Bloomfield and Buddy Miles. Lots to choose from here, but Fine Jug Thing wins the nod for the show. An instrumental heavy on fuzzy guitars and cool organ. The song you're listening to now. Probably the last band in 1968 you would expect to make a movie that fits this week's topic of counterculture is the Monkees. With a film that succeeded in alienating their teenage fan base, and at the same time failing to attract anyone over 16 years of age, titled Head. Featuring Frank Zappa, Annette Funicello, Terry Garr, and Dennis Hopper again, among others. It was produced and written by Jack Nicholson. It was an ill-conceived, pointless mishmash of segments, much like Magical Mystery Tour, but, and here's the important part, without the power of Lennon and McCartney's writing. The only song that does stand out was written by anything but counterculture. Jerry Goffin and Carol King, the epitome of old guard. The Porpoise Song was the first Monkee single not to reach the top 10. 1968 in the theaters was eclectic at best, from George Romero's Night of the Living Dead, 2001 A Space Odyssey, Bullet, Rosemary's Baby, all topping the charts, to a 60s updated version of Voltaire's 1759 sexual farce, Candide, now titled Candy. The movie would not have made this show's cut if it wasn't for the soundtrack, featuring both the Byrds and Steppenwolf. And it's the Byrds, Child of the Universe, I've chosen to grace this week's show. The movie starred Marlon Brando, John Astin, Richard Burton, James Coburn, John Huston, and, in his first film role, Ringo Starr.
Innocence is all that feeds us. Rolling through the mist, floating in a sea of madness, reaching for the heights of gladness. Or did she exist? Swirling ions from the stars, streaming down onto the earth, from a galaxy like ours, manifested in her birth. Child of the universe, giving freely of herself, purity of truth rehearsed, leaving man her cosmic love. Love for anyone who needs her, innocence is all that feeds her. Rolling through the mist, floating in a sea of madness, reaching for the heights of gladness. Or did she exist? Vision of an untouched grace, walking gaily through the sun. No one else could take her place, nor the work that she'd begun. Patience that is undemanding. Or did she exist?
1969 was an influential year for rock and roll in the movies, with the release of Change of Habit, the last time we'd have to endure Elvis in a film, along with Easy Rider, Alice's Restaurant, The Magic Christian, and more, the last two represented here. From The Magic Christian, best known for Badfinger's Come and Get It, was Thunderclap Newman's Something in the Air. The song featured Pete Townsend of The Who on bass and future Wings guitarist Jimmy McCullough. The film starred Peter Sellers and Ringo Starr. Moore was a depressing German film revolving around a young couple, heroin, a former Nazi, LSD, and you know that combination is just not going to turn out well. But the upside was the soundtrack by the Pink Floyd, their first full LP without Syd Barrett. The Nile song was written by Roger Waters, but David Gilmour was given the lead vocal nod. Like a true marriage, rock and roll and the movies have come from a bit part with Rock Around the Clock in Blackboard Jungle to a starring role in countless films in just a little over a decade. And it was Easy Rider that closed the 60s for the counterculture film As a Chopper Lies Burning in the Cornfield, much like Altamont put an end to the peace and love of that same decade. The soundtracks to the films of the 70s would be predominantly scores, and when the music would take center stage, they were mostly poppy top 40 stuff, along the lines of Love Story. The subject of the movies went mainstream, and for the most part, so did the soundtracks. Thanks for joining the Vinyl Garage this weekend. The show can be directly reached at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or on Facebook at facebook.com/vinylgarageshow. So until next week, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
Right, so you're going to have to sleep. Or if you're going to have to sleep, 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 or if you